Welcome or welcome back to Readability. If you didn't know already, this is a kid podcast that's all about reading. Don't know a good book to read? Visit Readability and I'll help you out. Every Saturday, I'll either read, review, or recommend different books just for you. Lay back and listen to this week's episode. Let's get started. In this episode of Readability, I wanted to complain. A lot of these pet peeves are really just first world problems, not actually that insane, but I have to talk about them. I mean, come on. A lot of these you might agree with or might have seen around because a lot of books readers have similar pet peeves. Is that a good thing? I don't know. I still love reading in books, but you know, they aren't perfect. These are a bunch of things that get on my nerves. Some of them have to do with the book, and some of them have to do with like the content inside of the book, if that makes sense. And without further ado, let's get started. Okay, hear me out. I wanted to mention this because I see this complaint everywhere. Like, everywhere. Yeah, it doesn't bother me. Like, it's not something I complain about. People say that when they buy, let's just say, the first two books in a series in paperback, and they get angry when they have to buy the last two in hardcover, or something like that. And yes, this has happened to me. I have The Gilded Wolves in paperback, but The Silvered Serpents, and soon to be The Bronze Beast, will have to be hardcover, not paperback. When I first found out that I had to get two hardbacks, with the first one being a paperback, of course I was a little angry. But then, like, over time, and even now, I'm not really bothered by it. I don't really mind having different, like, types, one paperback, one hardback. It's just, it hasn't been something that's, like, that bothers me. So, I guess it's a flex. Back to the actual episode. So, first we have people on the covers of books, or similarly, books, covers, being replaced with, like, movie covers. For example, Twilight, obviously. The covers got updated to, like, you know, the actors. And, no, I don't like that. It's just, why would you do that? It doesn't look nice, in my opinion, and, a lot of people agree. People on, covers just doesn't look nice. It doesn't bring in, like, the right audience. In my opinion, like, artwork is so much better. Or even, like, even if it's just a drawing of a person, that's fine. But, like, actual photographs of people, no, that's kind of weird. I know that Shadow and Bone and Six of Crows got, like, an updated cover with the actors, and for Six of Crows, we have Kaz and Ej and Jesper. And then for Shadow and Bone, I think we just have Alina? Or it might be, like, Alina, Mal, and the Darkling. Anyways, that, like, it looks cool, right? But I still don't really like it. It's better than nothing, you know? But I think the old covers were so much better. It's not a permanent replacement. But, like, it exists, and that's not the best. Next is love triangles. Like, come on. Oh, my gosh. You know what? This isn't as, like, well, is it? I don't know. It doesn't happen as often as it, like, I would say it used to, especially, like, let me think. Like, early 2000, or maybe mid, I don't know. You like, back then. But yeah, love triangles were so like, they were everywhere. Recently, I don't really see that many love triangles. Like, occasionally, but not really. But especially with a childhood best friend. Yes, I'm looking at you, Mal and Alina. Shatter me. Oh, God. It's so annoying because it's so obvious that nobody's really going to choose a childhood best friend because they're always so boring. If the protagonist is boring, their childhood best friend is going to be extremely boring. I said this in my Shatter Me review. I have not found a single love triangle where I actually enjoy the other love interest beside the other one, the dark, mysterious one, I have never preferred the childhood best friend. Maybe they're actually good for our protagonist, but I've never liked them. No. Love triangles are not it. Okay, sometimes, for example, the Legend Trilogy. Oh, boy. the publishing brand, logo, usually at the bottom, on the spine, doesn't, match up with the other ones in, a series or something. Let me explain. I understand that they look different based on the cover, but that's not the case with the last two. Because the last two, or is it the first one? I don't remember. I'm going to go check. Okay, looking at them, yes, they are. They do. It looks really weird. The first two books are this blue-gray color, and then Champion, the last book, is red. Why not just make them all that bluish-gray color? It's just, it's so close to, making sense that it just doesn't make sense. oh my god, you are so close. Either make the publishing brand logo match the book cover, which is what they did with Champion, because it's red, or just make them all the same. Or why do they need to do that box? Because it's in a box. Does that make sense? At the very bottom of the spine, there's a box with the publishing brand's, logo. Maybe you could just put the logo in no box. It's kind of distracting. I don't know if, it's just my copies. Legend Trilogy Spine. I want to see if it's just my copies. I can't tell. I don't think it is. Wait. Is it? No, it's not. Yeah, it's with every single one. It does that. Because, the Legend Trilogy, the first book, Legend, is, yellow. So you could have made the first one, a dark yellow. Maybe it would have been the best thing in the world. But it's better than, the first two match and the last one doesn't match. I don't understand. Next is long chapters. Okay. Long chapters, probably are the death of me. I hate long chapters. Okay. When I say long chapters, I'm saying 15 pages long. Oh my gosh. Just even thinking about it, that's really long. I think Twilight had long chapters, and that was a pain because sometimes Twilight, especially the last book, I keep saying it, Breaking Dawn was my least favorite Twilight book. But because the chapters were so long, I just got so bored so easily. For example, a book that has short chapters, The Looter Chronicles. The chapters were so short, and that just kept me intrigued because most of the time, the chapters would end in, cliffhangers. And, that's the best way to end a chapter. It could also be, the worst way to end a chapter because then you just don't stop reading. You just keep reading because they all end off on cliffhangers. And long chapters, sometimes they aren't even worth it. It's just pages and pages of, stuff. I hate. It feels like the story's going on forever and ever and ever. If you want to keep my attention, just write the short chapters. It's not really that hard. Unless it is. Then, sorry. But, just saying, I like short chapters. Okay, this one is a specific one, but it could happen in other books. I don't know. Okay, so, basically, in Daughter of a Pirate King, there's a map of the ship that Alosa, our main character, stays on. But the thing is that it's not on one page. In a book, the map is usually at the beginning of the book. Two pages take it up, and it's right there. Boom. For example, Shadow and Bone. A lot of books have a map. You know what I'm saying? But for some reason, Daughter of a Pirate King decided that it was going to be separated on, like, the map of the ship is separated on the front and the back of the book. What? Just put it on one page. I don't know how to describe this to you, but, like, you'd have to see it. The front of the ship, when you open the cover of Daughter of the Pirate King, the front of the ship is shown. If you turn the page, you start the book. But if you go to the last page of the book, it's the back of the ship. Like, that's like risking some spoilers. I'm just saying. It's so annoying. It also does that in Daughter of a Siren Queen. The map is, like, covered by, like, a review. And then at the back of the book, the other side is covered by a review. Just put it on one page. Is it really that difficult? I mean, come on. And this publishing brand also published, like, Shadow and Bone. And they did the map fine. Why do they have to make it so complicated with this book? I don't understand. This next one, I can't be the only one on because, I mean, come on. When the the paperbacks of a book costs more than the hardback? What? They just, what? I'm not complaining. Hardbacks are nice. They're really, really nice. But that's why they cost more, you know? For example, I know, like, two. The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue, I'm pretty sure the paperback costs more than the hardcover. And that's why you see so many hardcovers of The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue, because the other one just costs, like, I think the paperback probably costs, like, $30, which is a lot for a paperback, because it's paper, and a hardcover has, like, really nice, like, detailing, outside of, like, the dust cover. You have a dust cover, the pages are nice, I guess. I don't know, I don't really have that many, hardcover books, but whatever. Anyways, another one, from what my friend has told me, because I borrowed the Twilight books, she said that the Twilight books cost more in paperback than in hardback, which, like, why? Again, not complaining, but, like, why? When holding hardbacks on a similar topic, the dust cover always falls. Like, stop! I know there's not an easy fix, but still, it's a pet peeve of mine. Like, just, why are you the way that you are? Office quote. It's just so annoying. I hate it so much. Okay, non-floppy books. I've heard, like, very few people complain about floppy books. Like, really, really floppy books. And that I just don't understand. Like, that is, what's the opposite of a pet peeve? Like, what is the opposite of a pet peeve? Like, anti-pet peeve, let's just say that. Because it's just so, let me explain. When a book is not floppy, first of all, rest in peace the spine. Because you have to really, like, open the book in order to read it. And the spine is just gonna break. It's gonna crack, unfortunately. And also, rest in peace, like, the cover. People don't really talk about this. But when I read a book, sometimes the cover, like, lifts up. It looks like a graph. Like, positive graph. It doesn't look great. Let's just say that. It doesn't look great. But when it's floppy, most likely, it's not gonna break our spine. Our spine is gonna be okay. Maybe the cover will suffer. Like, the front cover. But at least the spine's okay. That's all that matters. Apparently, I have a lot to complain about Daughter of the Pirate King books. But this one, I will never understand. Like, I will never understand this one. Okay, let me explain. The first book, Daughter of a Pirate King, has this matte feeling to the cover. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you could hear this very well, but I have the book with me. Like, can you hear this? It's like a matte, soft, like an actual, like, soft cover kind of book. You see? But then the second book, Daughter of the Siren Queen, has this, I would say it's a more, like, normal book texture. It's, like, rough. Not rough, but, like, how, just listen. Do you hear a difference? Let me do both of them. Okay. This is Daughter of the Pirate King. Okay. This is Daughter of the Siren Queen. Obviously, you can hear a difference. Also, Daughter of the Siren Queen is more floppy than Daughter of the Pirate King. The Daughter of the Pirate King is not floppy at all. So, like, they're two completely different, like, book textures. Does that make sense? But at the same time, they're from the same brand. So why would they change? I'm curious to see if I'm the only one. Okay. It's not the daughter. Daughter of the Pirate King. Okay. And Daughter of the... Oh, there's a picture here. Are those hardcover? Oh, that's a hardcover. No. We can't have that. Is this paperback? I can't tell from the photos. Darn it. But you know what? It was good enough. I tried my best. I tried to see if I was the only one. But this, I will never understand. Like, I would have been fine if one of them was like a hardcover book. I'd rather have that, honestly. Like, well, would I? But no, maybe not. But I mean, I don't know. But still, it's so annoying. Like, why? I don't get it. Alrighty. Okay. The quirky character. We all know these kinds of characters in books, or even like TV shows and movies. Like, I know a lot of people find this annoying. And for a writer, it's common and easy to make the main character not like other girls and just so different. It's easy, right? But, like, I know a lot of characters suffer from even saying, I'm not like other girls. Or somebody else saying, you're not like other girls. It's just, I'll pass. I'd rather not. I know Juliet suffers from this, Shatter Me. You know what? Lila from, Daughter of the Pirate King. No. A Darker Shade of Magic. She says that she is not like other girls. But, you know, I still like Lila, but, you know, she does suffer from not like other girls syndrome. Would you call it that? I would. Because, ugh. This one happens a lot. When characters in a book text or use social media, like, really unnaturally. Like, I'm just not convinced that they're actually texting somebody. You know, it's really difficult to find books that portray texting in a natural way. However, like, literally the only book that I've seen that has done this, like, correctly, is Red, White, and Royal Blue. Like, it's very, it's like, it makes sense, you know? I don't know how to explain it, but, like, they're using social media, and they're texting in a way that, like, convinces me, yeah, they are actually texting people. You know? It's realistic. And we can always appreciate when a book is realistic. Thank you. When books in a series, for some reason, don't match up in size? I don't have any personal ones. Except, like, occasionally. One will be, like, just a tiny bit, like, shorter than another book. Which, that is annoying when you really look at it. Like, if somebody's really paying attention and they see it, that's annoying. But I see them everywhere. Like, books that don't match up in size and they're in a series. Like, why would you do that? Like, what is going through the publisher's mind? Like, yeah, let's make these books shorter than the first book. What? Like, what? I know A Handmaid's Tale, the second book, is, like, way taller than the first book, I think. Like, why would you... I just don't understand, like, what is going through their head. It's so annoying. And that's a wrap for this week's episode. I had a lot of fun talking about the things that annoy me in books. It might have been a little negative, yeah. But it was still so much fun, and I love doing these kinds of episodes because... I love writing the things down. It just becomes this long list of pet peeves I have. But anyways, hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you next week. Keep reading, folks. Bye-bye.